In Iraq, the vast Baghdad slum of Sadr City now enjoys a relative calm after months of almost daily battles. 2 weeks ago, radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr ordered his militia to stop attacking U.S. troops and hand over their weapons. The weapons turn-in ended this past weekend. Today, Prime Minister Iyad Alawi told reporters Sadr no longer presents a problem, and he said normal life has been restored. NPR's Anne Garrels reports on what's next.
Colonel Abe Abrams with the 1st Cavalry Division says Sadr's militias turned in thousands of weapons. He won't speculate on what fraction of the total this may represent, but he's satisfied. The main problem right now is the deadly roadside bombs, many of which the militias have yet to remove.
We went on every road in the southern half of the city and found 36, 12 of which were still rigged to go. And so, but the, you know, the burden is on them to get them out of the roads and make the roads safe.
Once the roads are safe, Abrams says it will take only 72 hours to launch millions of dollars of new reconstruction projects.
We've got them ready. They're ready to go. They're just waiting on me to flip the switch. And we can mobilize and have another 7,000 for a total, a little over 13,000 jobs in the city total.
U.S. troops and militias led by young radical cleric Muqtada Sadr have been fighting since April, just after Abrams and his combat brigade arrived in country. He's lost twice as many men as any other team in the 1st Cavalry, but he says the toll has been much higher on the Iraqi side. He blames Sadr for breaking a ceasefire in August.
I said, you've had your chance. Okay, I am not backing off one inch, and I'm going to come after you with everything that I have. Over time, they had sustained so many casualties that they never knew when the next missile was going to strike them, and they never knew when we were coming after them. And that really just terrorized them.
Abrams says this and growing opposition from the populace finally forced Sadr to call off the fight earlier this month.
They'll do anything in the interest of trying to kill an American. And they don't care, and they're not very skilled. And so there was one incident after another where these mortars or rocket-propelled grenades were missing their intended targets, us, and killing innocent civilians, wounding kids, and the people really got mad. And about in mid-June, we started to see open cases of where people were actually shooting militiamen and chasing them out of their neighborhood.
The streets are once again full of people. 24-year-old Hussein Hassan sells pesticides and rodent killer. He gestures to the mounds of garbage and raw sewage surrounding him. He hopes conditions in these slums can finally improve.
I don't approve of the fighting. It's taking us backward instead of forward.
His even-handed criticism draws the attention of militiamen. Say the right thing, they warn, urging him to blame the Americans for everything. Even without such intimidation, there is suspicion of American troops and little confidence reconstruction will actually take place. There's also confusion about terms. Sadr's people insist there's a deal whereby the U.S. troops will stay out of Sadr City. Abrams says there's no deal, just Sadr's offer to disarm. Sadr has said he will now engage in politics. Reached by phone, one of his aides, Mudaffar al-Battat, admits it's not yet clear how Sadr will enter the political fray. For $5 a day, 20-year-old Karim Hushi shovels away the residue of months of fighting. He's grateful to have work again and hopes that Sadr will win in elections to be held no later than the end of January.
God willing, if the elections are decent and a good government and ministers are elected, why shouldn't the demands of the people be fulfilled?
Colonel Abrams says it's important voter registration due to start next week goes smoothly. He worries if officials try to tamper with the process, or if Sadr and his supporters feel they're being locked out, violence could break out again, despite the weapons turn-in.
If Muqtada Sadr orders his militia to go find arms somewhere else and rise up and attack, they're going to do it.
Abrams' job now is to make the most of the peace and hope that it lasts. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.